AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome one and all to our special edition, Autism One edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN here. I am glad you are all with me up in Chicago, specifically Lombard, Illinois. In a few weeks, we'll be together again in Schaumburg, Illinois for the Health Freedom Expo. We got an incredible show lined up. We're going to dive right in today. No calls. I will not have time to take calls today, but you can reach me through the website at robertscottbell.com or call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let's dive in. I'm just going to let you know we've got Jenny McCarthy lined up. Yes, the Jenny McCarthy next hour. So you'll have to stand by for that. We'll also have a primal kind of diet, Paleolithic kind of diet. We're going to talk with Catherine Pirtle about the works of Weston Price. And, of course, we're talking about healing gut damage from vaccines and all other sources. Right now, we're going to dive into The camel. I've never had a camel on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've never had anybody talking about camel. Actually, somebody did talk about spitting camels. But right now I've got Barry Smeltzer. He's with me from Healing Provisions. And we're going to talk about camel milk and healing of the gut. This is a topic I've heard people snicker about. Camel milk. What's that all about?
Don't worry, Robert. I was snickering about it, too, when I first heard about it. But it's something that once you got the idea started in regards to the actual getting over the snickering and getting over the actual thought process of dealing with a camel, you start looking into it and actually find that around the world, it's actually more common than cow's milk.
More common than cow. See, we would not know that here in the West.
Not at all. Never know that.
In fact, hardly anybody knows that there's goat milk.
Correct.
It's all about cow. Cow.
That's the industry.
More cowbell?
Yeah, right.
Now it's camel
bell.
That's
what I mean. Yeah, if we just have camel bell, we'd be great.
So what is unique about the camel milk as opposed to the cow milk that has become so ubiquitous in the West?
I think the big thing is the fact that looking at camel's milk in regards to the healing properties of it, it really is looking at it from apples to oranges, Robert, because cow's milk is utilized for its protein and for its calcium, and what they don't realize is it's also giving us allergies, it's giving us gut problems, and especially the way that it's processed.
Oh, yeah, here in America, if you're not going to the farm itself and getting it raw and real of grass-fed type cows.
Right, A2 cows with the right type of beta, protein.
Beta-casein,
You're going to have trouble. Well, when you look at it from that standpoint, you start understanding those things, then you start looking at camel's milk. Camel's milk is A2 beta casein. It has as much calcium. It has as much protein as cow's milk, except it doesn't have beta lactoglobulins, which, again, big fancy word, but what it really is you don't be lactose intolerant from it.
Yeah, no lactose intolerance.
No lactose intolerance from it. It doesn't have the allergy component that cow's milk has. Mm-hmm. So now you're talking about having kids and adults who actually have allergies to cow's milk actually being treated in other countries with cow's milk.
No, amazing.
So it's now you're getting the nutritional value that you get from cow's milk and the protein and all the stuff, the calcium, because who's got milk, right? So then you get that, couple it with the lack of all the things that could be allergenic and troublesome as far as gut health.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got something that really benefits people in a very big way, and we're not even getting into yet the immune system properties that camel's milk have that are actually unique to it.
Really? Now, the big issue here at Autism One has been the gut damage. Everybody's acknowledging now. Gut damage. Focal point, my healing protocols, how to heal gut damage, and I'm always looking for more ways.
Good.
Nutritional ways, etc. So what is unique about the camel's milk that is providing for that recovery of the gastrointestinal system?
Three different things that actually are specifically healing as far as camel milk is concerned. Number one, it's got as much protein and as much calcium and different nutrients, and actually has more in regards to vitamin content. It has three times the vitamin C. It also has 10 times the iron. So now you're talking about oxygen transport, DNA synthesis. So you're going to find just from a nutritional standpoint, it's beneficial.
I have to ask, are we dealing with an iron that's an assimilable form? Because there's like these iron pills doctors will give you.
Right.
Like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, it's a completely different. It's actually the exact same thing as far as assimilation, because now you're talking about step two in regards to the benefits of it is the fact that it's acidic. It actually has a little bit more of an acidic formulation to it, which is completely normal when it comes to a camel, but it's a little bit different than us because the cow's milk that we drink gets curdled, it gets broken down in the stomach with the stomach acid, it doesn't get absorbed as well.
Mm.
Well, that's not an issue when you talk about camel's milk because it's already balanced pH-wise to be very similar to stomach acid, yet doesn't have the reflux issues that other acidic foods do. Now it's getting absorbed because it doesn't get broken down. So you're talking about, is it an assimilated form?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about the fat content, because we're still in a fat-phobic culture, although not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely
we embrace
not.
It. We want more fat in our diet because it's going
to the right kinds of fat.
The right kinds of fats as well. Talk to me about that in terms
okay.
of camel milk.
Big thing that we do in this country is we eat all sorts of processed foods that are, say, low-fat. What they have is these short-chain fatty acids. Well, that's the exact opposite of what you're getting from camel's milk. Actually, it's about the same as a 2% regular cow's milk. Again, difference is you're getting 100% absorption as opposed to whatever percentage it could be from your 2% cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of those fatty acids are your medium to long chain fatty acids, polyunsaturated. These are the healing fats that we absolutely desperately need for brain function.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, nutrient dense, when we talk about these fats, bringing in the body that which it needs, also satiating appetite.
Correct.
A lot of the overconsumption of food in the West is because the food is devoid of the minerals, vitamins, etc. And you begin. So it seems to me that those that understand this might utilize it, food as medicine. Oh my
Correct.
Gosh, FDA,
yes.
no approval.
No.
But we're talking about the benefits to even an adult with gastrointestinal problems.
Yeah, it definitely is utilized for multiple medicinal reasons, even in countries like Israel,
mm-hmm.
Egypt, in Europe. You know, there's a conference coming up about a doctor who's utilizing these treatments, a Dr. Reuven Yadgil out of Israel. He's coming over, I think, sometime in the fall and doing a conference with a doctor who's a gastrointestinal specialist who utilized camel's milk in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
to heal a patient with Crohn's. So you talk about with adults, absolutely
yes.
it can be beneficial.
Sensational.
For those very reasons.
Yeah. So we've got a whole new realm here that we can consider. But in America, FDA tries to regulate everything out of existence that's good for you. I bet they don't even have camels on the radar screen yet, do they?
I hope not. No, they never do.
Yeah.
They really don't because, you know, I think that this could be something that really could be beneficial, especially for children on the spectrum and have gastrointestinal issues. Because like we just talked about, we basically have come to that conclusion, and it's been a consensus statement here that gastrointestinal symptoms and children on the spectrum, children with ADHD, that is a very large and complicated problem. Well, camel's milk has that nutritional benefit that attack a lot of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we hadn't even touched on yet is the immunoglobulins that are in the camel's milk, something completely devoid of when you talk about cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
There is as much, if not more, immunoglobulins in camel's milk than in breast milk.
Mm.
The biggest difference, even from breast milk, though, is that those immunoglobulins are different. They have its own unique structure.
Okay.
And the reason why I bring this up is that they are 10 times smaller than regular antibodies in our own bodies, mm-hmm. which means that they now can attack and attach to things that our bodies can't fight. Mm. Things like viruses,
right?
Mycoplasma, which are things like tuberculosis,
yes.
malaria, yeah. bacteria that we haven't been able to treat. They're utilizing it and curing different diseases that are infections in other countries.
Oh, my goodness.
By utilizing something that's a milk, Robert. It's,
yes.
it's something we can all drink.
Are you sure? And we're talking with Barry Smelcher. He's from Healing Provisions, so we'll have the links up online today at robertscottbell.com so you can see him. Barry, are you sure this is not a Bedouin plot to take over the United States?
Absolutely it is. That's what we're about, though, Robert. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's our entire intention here is to make sure that we fool everybody into
yeah.
the camel milk world.
I know.
And that
yeah.
way, then, they will all join us.
Right. Yeah, we'll all become camels. No, this is legitimate food. This is legitimate medicine. And I'm so pleased to bring this out here at Autism One. Of course, a lot of the kids that have been damaged so extensively by vaccines can most readily benefit. Not accessible
Absolutely.
Easily. Is
no,
I mean, how will
not.
People find it? Or maybe they want to become camel farmers or milkers.
Yeah, that would be the easiest, actually. They really should just get their own camel and then take the 13 months to actually have a baby born. And then once they do that, they can wait. Not all camels will just let you milk them because they actually have to have, you know, they actually care for their children, mm-hmm. which is another thing that, you know, maybe we would benefit from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there are resources, and that's something that you can look at from, like, there's a Camel Milk Association, and that would be the resource to get
We'll get those links up. Is there a best link to you to learn more about this?
Absolutely. There's you can give us a call, actually, on the phone is probably the easiest, and that's 830-446-2314. And then I am also on Facebook.
Okay.
My practice is fairly new down in the San Antonio area. But
we'll
I do
get your friend in there so we can link to that as well.
Outstanding, Robert. The other thing is that we do see patients from all over the country. They just have to make one trip a year down
Beautiful.
To San Antonio. Beautiful San Antonio. I suggest from the north coming in this winter when it's
Barry,
so
I appreciate
horrible.
It. We got to hit a break here. We got a lot to do. Catherine Pertle's coming up next. We're going to talk about healing chronic pain through diet. Also, PhD researcher Brian Hooker is going to bring the CDC to its knees next hour. Breaking news. This is shocking stuff. Also, Jenny McCarthy on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should overdeliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, here we are back at Autism One in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois, to be specific. And we got a lot of great people that we've connected to during the week and here in the weekend. Last day, as you're hearing this on the air on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And right now we've got to talk about gastrointestinal health. Imagine that. I lectured on Friday morning at this event, and I talked about the hidden healing methodologies that certainly Big Pharma doesn't want you to know, but even the governmental regulators don't want you to know about. But, you know, that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The First Amendment is alive and well, and it's alive and well right now with Catherine Pertl. She wrote a book with Sally Fallon. It's called Performance Without Pain, Helpful Advice for Healing Digestive Disorders. Catherine, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for listening to what I have to say.
Oh, I love it. I mean, the moment you started talking, I said, this woman has some passion. She's also a clarinetist.
Yes.
Of the Orion Ensemble. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, listen, as a musician, you understand sort of, I guess, you got to pay attention to rhythm, obviously, to some degree. And I was talking about my gastrointestinal destruction. First 24 years of my life, I had a lot to overcome.
Right.
Here at the Autism One Conference, huge issue with the kids that are vaccine damaged.
Right.
Rare, if ever, do you see a kid with that spectrum not have some gastrointestinal dysfunction.
That's right.
How did you come to this awareness in yourself? Because I know you have a story, and I think people need to hear it.
Well, as a professional musician and somebody who's had to study their entire life to do the things that I do, you need levels of health that are like an Olympic athlete. Well, for most of my adult life, I suffered from chronic pain. It started in my early 20s, and I would say that I did not realize the connection to chronic pain and digestion until things got real bad. But now looking back, I had flatulence most of my life. That was a sign.
Pick me. Yeah. Had a lot of upper GI dysfunction,
right,
lower GI.
Right. And I was, you know, as an adult, I was very concerned about eating well. And I was following, you know, all those healthy guidelines, eat high fiber, low fat. And
you remember those too?
Oh, yeah. You know, in fact, my mom, in pursuit of following the government's dictates,
yes,
said, well, we need to add bran flakes to our bran cereal.
Oh,
and if you've ever eaten bran flakes, you know they taste like sawdust.
Can I have some cardboard with that?
Yeah. Anyway, so I did a real good job of damaging my gut lining by eating a lot of hard-to-digest whole grains, a lot of bran, a lot of raw salads, raw vegetables.
Would
and
you,
I was
yeah.
eating, I mean, I was so, and I became very addicted to grains. When I was in college, my favorite job as a freshman was working at the whole wheat donut shop.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I ate a lot of grains, and as I got older and kept following this protocol, I was suffering from chronic pain, and I became an absolute expert on physical therapy. I could tell you that you needed to go to a massage therapist, a chiropractor. You should probably get a series of Rolfing if you're in chronic pain, because that's what I had to do. I lived at the massage therapist.
To some degree, that alleviated some of your suffering temporarily.
Well, yeah, and because I didn't like feeling that way, so it allowed me to play. However, when I turned 42, I developed acid reflux. And this was a real scary thing for a professional wind player, because I felt like I was going to vomit when I played my clarinet. And I was horrified at feeling this way, and I sought out the answers. I was never one to go to a medical doctor to give me a pill. So I figured out that if I stopped eating wheat, that it seemed to help. Hmm. So I did that. I stopped eating wheat. And I started following a blood type diet, which seemed to be a
so
good...
So you read Dr. Diodamo's book at
right.
the time, right?
And I'm
he
a type O, and I started eating more meat and vegetables and less grains. I was only eating, like, I would eat rice crackers. And actually, on that diet, if you're type O, you can have rye crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, onward with the story, and I'll tell you more about the rye crackers. That was probably the death of me.
Really? You didn't do well on the rye crackers?
No, well, we didn't know I was doing well, but I only ate two of those a day, so it wasn't too bad. So anyway, I was doing better, and until about 3 years after that, I developed a chronic, very painful inflammation in my spine, which made it so my hands and fingers did not move well. I was in, if you have an inflammation in your spine, you are in the most excruciating pain that you've ever experienced. It's like your whole body's on fire.
Yep.
I couldn't even, not that, you know, it's a bad thing not to be able to wash your floor at home or carry your instrument in your arms. I couldn't do anything without, like, being dysfunctioned by that pain.
Yes.
And so I was horrified. I worked with the chiropractor that I had worked with for over 20 years, and he told me, well, we figured out that I was gluten intolerant. Now you're going, well, she's not eating wheat.
Mm-hmm.
But there is gluten in a lot of things that you don't know. For one thing, those two rye crackers I was eating a day had gluten in them. And then there were a number of teas that had things like barley malt that have gluten in them. So I cut out all gluten, and at the same time I cut out sugar. And I had a miraculous change in my health, in the sense that I had totally healed my inflammation. It went away in my spine, and I thought, here it is. I have now, here I went from eating the healthy diet the government thought I was going to should eat to eating the type O diet, which now I know, well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it had some good things, but now the gluten-free diet, this is the thing. So I cut out all those offending glutens. And I didn't even replace them with other gluten-free bread and cookies and all of that stuff, because I thought, okay, I'm just going to not do grains at all. So I'm doing meat, vegetables, olive oil, some eggs, maybe a little cheese. And 6 months later, my perfect diet now, this is a diet I'm going to be on for the rest of my life, I got chronic diarrhea, and I was really deathly ill.
So 6 months into this latest change, then you're saying now chronic, severe diarrhea.
Now I have chronic, severe diarrhea, which is, I'm like, okay, I'm eating the healthiest diet on the planet, and now I am dying from chronic diarrhea. What is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I learned about the work of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and I started to study the book of Jordan Rubin called Patient, Heal Thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about healing from Crohn's disease, and he talked about gut permeability, damaged gut lining. And I realized that what I had was called malabsorption, because I had gluten intolerance, and I had damaged my gut from all those years of following the high-fiber, low-fat diet.
Mm-hmm.
I had not only a lack of healthy gut flora, I had gut damage that was so severe.
Catherine, when we come back from this break, we'll talk more about that gut damage that was so severe that I remember in my own life as well. We'll compare notes, and we'll see if we can get everybody well here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. Catherine Pertl is my guest right here. First hour from Autism One, Performance Without Pain. We'll talk about the website as well. Stand by. More healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we're talking gut damage, not only the ecology, but the lining itself. Catherine Pirtle is my guest. Her website, performancewithoutpain.com. We've got a book here, Performance Without Pain, a step-by-step nutritional program for healing pain, inflammation, and chronic ailments in musicians, athletes, dancers, and everyone else. That means everybody listening right now can be helped by you, Catherine.
We hope so.
I hope so, too. I think so, because your experience is very real. You've worked with some a lot of significant dietary shifts, and that's the hard way to learn.
It is.
But, boy, it's the indelible way.
It is.
You cannot be fooled anymore.
No. And you learn by what works, what doesn't work. And there's a lot of misinformation out there. Just a lot of misinformation.
So if we talk about severe gut damage, would it fall in lines of these official diagnoses like colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, anywhere in that realm?
Oh, I think I would be considered to have had all of the above.
Yeah.
Because I had chronic diarrhea, I had the malabsorption part is the scary thing, because when you, no matter what you eat, you could be eating gold. You could be eating the greatest food on the planet, but
right.
if you cannot absorb those nutrients, you have to heal the gut or you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead.
That's been my, you know, my focal point for so many years. That's why I did like Jordan Rubin all those years ago. We've been friends because we had a similar history and background. And he was the first to go out, for instance, in the churches and say, you guys, you're preaching spirituality, but you're not talking anything about the temple, right?
Right.
The body.
Right.
Heal the body.
You got to have a body to,
yeah.
you know, it's like my first chapter of my story is I have to have a body to play my instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't just be this ethereal being and be on earth. So
yeah.
to heal, I needed to heal my gut. And the nutrient-dense foods that Dr. Price found that supported people who were healthy in the world that he studied in the 1930s before processed foods, those traditional foods are timeless foods that we can look to heal our bodies and to help us to have the optimal health that these people experience. These people that he studied had no degenerative illness. They had perfect teeth. They didn't have crowded teeth. They had perfect bones. They weren't getting TB. They didn't have heart disease. They didn't have cancer. They didn't have any of these things because they ate foods that allowed their bodies to function the way that God gave us, you know,
yes.
bodies to do.
Now, yeah, we talk about food being medicine, medicine being food. For
right.
me, of course, I went organic at the beginning phase. I didn't have the Weston A. Price initially, although
right.
that concept did come in. But the simple act of reducing the toxicological insult from food that was toxic, right?
Right.
Burdened with all of these things
right.
was huge. It
right.
started shifting my body from defensive posture into a growth healing phase, kind of like Bruce Lipton. I'm sure you've
right.
heard of Bruce. He talks about the phase of the cell. It could be in one of two places, growth and healing or fight or flight, defense.
Right. right.
And so I had to take my body out of that defensive posture by eating better foods. But even that would have been a long road on its own. A lot of people are so damaged, like yourself, like I was, that we needed something else. Now, I am not advocating any more pharmaceuticals because I grew up pharmaceutically.
Right.
I had to undo it and regrow organically,
right.
so to speak. But I utilized homeopathic medicines. I utilized probiotic kind of concepts. Since then, I've learned about different minerals that are in food. But I think food should be medicine. So my supplements are food.
Right.
So what kind of things did you see happen?
That's the thing. The food has got to be the medicine. The bone broth soups heal the gut lining. The other thing that I needed to add was fat. I needed to add traditional fats, butter, cream, lard, coconut oil. These things are fats that people have eaten for thousands of years. What Price found was without adequate fat in the diet that you would not absorb nutrients. That I was starving to death like most of us on our low-fat diet. The other thing that you need adequate amounts of vitamin E, vitamin A and D. He found that healthy populations had 10 times the amount of vitamin A and D in their diets from natural sources. That would be like egg yolks, liver.
Stand by. I want to go through more of that.
This
is a quick segment. We've got a break here. Say thanks to our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that make this all possible. We're coming at you from the Autism One Conference, and we've got another segment at least with Catherine Pertle talking about healing with food. This is an amazing thing. That's what we do here. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're in pain, we've got your guest. Catherine Pertl is with us, Performance Without Pain. We're talking about recovering via food, the different methods, her experience there. It's in the book as well, performancewithoutpain.com. Catherine, you were just talking about vitamin A and D. I don't like a lot of these synthetic vitamins out there in the market.
I'm not talking about taking a vitamin pill. I'm talking about eating the foods that have the vitamin A and D in them. Any food that I'm recommending is going to come from an animal on pasture. It's going to come from an animal eating its natural diet. Now, the vitamin A and D that Dr. Price found was so important is going to come from natural foods like egg yolks, liver, cod liver oil, and not any just any cod liver oil, because the cod liver oil in your store has synthetic vitamin A and D. Greenpasture.org is the only vitamin, the only cod liver oil that you can get that's naturally fermented the old-fashioned way that they've done it for thousands of years. So I added the traditional fats. I added bone broth soup. I added foods high in vitamin A and D. I added cultured foods. I started drinking raw cultured dairy like kefir. I made my own kefir from raw milk from cows on pasture again. And it was a miraculous recovery. 10 years later, I just want to tell you that I haven't had pain in my body for the last 10 years. I've completely recovered my digestive system. I want to add to my list of, mm-hmm. of foods besides cultured dairy. I want to add the grass-fed meats and poultry. And I just want to say that every year my health gets better and better. I do performing all over the country. I give seminars all over the country. I was just in London giving a seminar there. I am helping people all the time. And when you heal your intestinal tract, you are going to start absorbing nutrients and have energy that you've never had before.
Yeah, it is an extraordinary thing, not knowing it, because my whole life was spent up till 24 in the throes of gastrointestinal distress, you know, colitis, pain, gas, bloating, burping, all of that. Now they call it gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Right.
All of these things, mineral deficiencies as well. and, of course, toxin proficiency.
Right.
And that's
right.
why you keep coming back when you talk about the animals. The quality matters.
Right, I mean, the quality
If you're going to go primal, paleo, follow Weston Price, we're talking about factory farmed animals either.
No,
it's an important distinction.
You either pay the farmer or you pay the hospital. It's basically you spend a little bit more money on food, and you're going to avoid having to even go to the doctor. Your food is your medicine. Your food, you become the food. I tell my farmer where I get my raw milk, you know, I am a cow because I'm eating food from that animal, and I'm drinking raw milk, and I look at those beautiful animals on pasture, and you go, look at how healthy they are. This is a reflection on healing everything about our planet right now. Today we're trusting the past history of farming for thousands of years. That's where real food comes from.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's practical because you see the results. It's not something you have to wonder, well, it's a theory, let me see, maybe I'll wait until the peer review comes out. No. You can put it into play right away and find out how your body responds. And the thing about life itself, that's the one thing. I've never hung my hat and said, that's it, I won't learn anything more. There's nothing new to understand or whatever. The whole idea of Weston Price was the observations, right? The what he learned by the observation.
Right.
We can still observe and learn and tweak and refine whatever. And I don't mean refine the food, because that's not what we're talking about.
No.
But it's our understanding of life and nature and following nature, mimicking it in not an artificial way, but in a real way.
That's right.
Then we should expect the healing. And I've always said this, you don't get lucky. Right?
No.
And people go, oh, so you are unlucky. You had bad genes. Listen, if I had bad genes, how am I healthy now, considering what I had for the first 24 years of my life? I changed what I did.
You changed every cell in your body. And the thing is that we have a society of people that don't know what health is. And now the children who are suffering from autism for no fault of their own, because they're being told, the parents have been told to give this vaccine or that vaccine, and there's no real food. You know, it's a wake-up call. This conference is a miracle. These people are getting better. They're detoxing their bodies. They're healing the digestive tract. And it's all going back to eating real food and not so the body can detoxify, and not doing things that are not that are toxic to the body, vaccines.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, these are the things that are a shock to those that have been asleep. And I see this physiologically too, because we can say their mind is warped, whatever has happened, but when our bodies are toxic, we can't exactly think clearly.
No.
And so it's an unreasonable expectation that suddenly consciousness shifts, unless you also shift what you're putting into that body.
Well,
because it reflects that.
An autistic child with a damaged gut, when the gut is damaged and you have inflammation, you break the blood-brain barrier.
Oh, stand by. I want to talk to you about that. Can you hang on one more second?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with Catherine Pertl after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition from the Autism One Conference.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to key sponsors that made this trip possible, to Autism One. Of course, thanks to the Autism One crowd as well. Shout out to Tim Boland for helping us connect the Health Freedom crowd with the Autism One crowd. We're going to be back up at Chicago in a few weeks, 15th through 17th of June for Health Freedom Expo in Schaumburg, Illinois. I want to say a shout out and thanks to King Bio, Dr. King, for helping us to be here, as well as Sovereign Silver and, of course, One World Way. We are doing it. In fact, if it weren't for some of this whey that I got, I don't know if I had enough, because we haven't been able to get out and get enough good, clean food. I'm not going to eat the bad stuff. So anyway, thanks to everybody who support us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Call me during the week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Leave a message, question, comment, whatever. We'll get back to you. So right now we're getting back to Catherine Pertle and her book, Performance Without Pain, performancewithoutpain.com. You started getting into a blood-brain barrier issue.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, is it real? Is it fake? I mean, all the toxic poisons they put into them. There's no blood-brain barrier against mercury, for instance. I mean, it's getting there. It's in there. It's all over the place.
Oh, these children who have autism are really suffering from the damage done by mercury to the gut lining. As soon as you damage the gut lining, then you are going to, the same chemicals that damage the gut lining will damage the blood-brain barrier. And that goes not just for children with autism, but anybody who is suffering from inflammation, which is what I did. You're going to have a mental health issue going on, because you're going to have chemicals circulating in your body. The inflammatory chemicals will damage the blood-brain barrier. And so the things that are affecting your body are going to affect your brain. I don't know. We think our brains are kind of separate from the rest of the body, you know, like it's because your head's way up there.
Right, right.
Not so. So toxins will get into the brain easier when the gut is damaged.
Well, think about what gets into the blood when the gut is damaged. All
That's
the stuff that the blood would never bring to the brain.
That's right.
So how would it know to block it, right?
That's right. And then you've got, you know, alcohol that is caused by dysbiosis when you have inflammation in the gut, and you've got poor gut flora, which a lot of people do. They have a candida overgrowth. You've got alcohol being formed in the small intestine, which affects the brain. You've got acetaldehyde. Right, and that damages the protein, so your body,
right,
you're basically starving to death. We have to get the gut healed. We have to get the good probiotic bacteria, which comes from eating the old-fashioned cultured foods.
Fermented foods.
And getting away from the nutrient-poor foods. A lot of the grains, a lot of children do best by not, and myself, I don't eat any grains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you never can eat grains. It's just that these foods don't have the nutrient density, and they're not as able to heal the body. I mean, and they will continue the cycle of the candida overgrowth, and until you correct gut dysbiosis, you are not going to heal the digestive tract or the brain.
Well, and I know we upset a lot of vegetarians when we talk about this subject, but I'm not here to do that purposefully, except to say if you're doing well like Dr. D'Adamo did all those years ago when he wrote the blood type diet even, he had described the bottom line is if you're doing well on your diet, carry on. If not, then kind of tweak it. Look at what's going on. Consider some of the things we've talked about here today. I mean, I'm not a food police kind of guy, except I encourage people to eat cleaner. I mean, if they're going to eat grains, please, non-GMO, organic, you know, sprouted, whatever you can, get closer to a point where it can work for you. But the issue, again, when you come to a point, that so-called fork in the road, take it. Wait, which way do I go, right? Well, we've got to learn. This is what the Robert Scott Bell Show is all about, bringing out all these options. This is what you've done with your book that you wrote with Sally Fallon. It works for you. There's no... You're the proof. You're the living proof. Now, your life can be a testament for others to go, hey, well, maybe I could try that. It's like my mentor in homeopathy inspired me to make changes that I never would have known because the official said, oh, no, you have to eat low fat. Pesticides, they don't matter, right? Vaccines, you're crazy. You think that's bad? That's good. It's only good. And so we begin to question everything about our construct. Once we start eating differently, suddenly it's like the pharmaceutical matrix is lifted. And you say, wait, where was that? And whatever was always before you, you couldn't see because you were too clouded.
Right. And I think the good thing about the Weston Price Foundation and the work of Weston Price is that when you look at the health that the people that he studied, they were completely free of degenerative illness. And they came from all different parts of the world. And they all had different diets. And to me, that's a go-to place.
Right.
That's anybody can go. If they can't tolerate dairy, fine. Even raw dairy, great. You don't have to have dairy. You can do bone broth soups. It's nutrient density. Our body needs nutrients to have health, to heal from illness. And without nutrients, your body won't have the raw materials.
Oh, exactly. Well, Catherine, I'm certainly pleased to connect with you on here. Have you ever heard the show before? You're on it now.
I love your show. I've listened to it for a long time. You're there for the raw milk rallies and for the food, for the freedom fighters, and I'm there with you. And I've been at a lot of the rallies, and I have actually thought about. Boy, I want to meet Robert Scott Bell. I can't wait to. And I emailed you, and you were probably busy, didn't see the email. And I'm grateful
to you. I'm glad for your persistence.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
do I upset you when I talk to vegetarians?
No, you know what? But I'll tell you, Dr. Price was disappointed that he never found a vegetarian culture that had perfect health.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that people need to
I think you observed that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I talk to my vegetarian friends. I say, listen, if you're doing well on it and you're happy, I'm not here to be police for you. I'm here to be an example to say, this is what works for me. I've tried this. This is my experience, right? And share that. And there's always the people that are become militaristic and religious about these things. And some people, quite honestly, even in the Weston Price Foundation, it's hard to talk to, not everyone, but I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you're like, hey, step out of it. Look at other people. Backgrounds and history.
Right.
And so that's the point where we all can meet together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and be peaceful with all of our friends.
Well, Price found people that did the raw dairy and mostly were vegetarian. So the raw dairy is very feasible for a healthy vegetarian diet.
Absolutely. Well, I hope everybody that's in pain will pick this up because they might learn how to get out of pain, Catherine. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Good
Thank
to connect you
very
with Autism
much.
One. We got another hour of healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so don't go anywhere. Take a quick breather during the news break. Go to robertscottbell.com for all of the links, including the Catherine's wonderful book. And, of course, keep checking out. Monday, we'll be back with Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar and others. More news from the Autism One Conference continues on during the week through Natural News Radio as well. 866-939-BELL. Say once again, thanks to all our wonderful sponsors here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.